Hello and get the hell up, cuz. Oh, wait. Oh my God. If I say wake the hell up and then Jesus is risen, does that mean he for real ascended from hell? Wake up from hell. He is risen. He is risen, guys. Happy Easter. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, GK Nyambura, or Nyambuzi, only because I'm the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Someone tell me why I'm the greatest of all time. Anyway, sorry, I have hella vocal themes because I am chronically online, but also I have ADHD, so crazy things just... Oh, crazy things are happening. You see? Anyway, welcome back. It is it's Easter Monday. Good Friday just flew by me, honestly. This weekend has been so short, oh my days. And I have really missed my partner. He's been away from me. And I also wanted to make this episode right now and post it before the proper morning. It's 4:20 right now. Baby, time imefika 4:20. Yeah, baby, it's 4:20. And I'm making this episode because I realize just how happy it makes me when I'm showering on Mondays and all my favorite podcasts have posted. That's why I chose Monday, like, to be my day, because all my favorite podcasts also post on Mondays, which is amazing. I am not at my house. I'm in bed, in another bed, where I've been for 2 days now. And I want to go home, like, as soon as the sun comes up. It's just so early. I don't want to drive back to my house, mostly because it's also raining here now. But because I don't want to wake up in this house and get trapped into the getting drunk cycle that's been happening since Friday. Jesus. Mind you, last week I had quit. I said, I'm done drinking. I'm never gonna drink again. I'm done. I'm so done. I'm worried. I'm over this. I'm older now. I can make better decisions. Blah, 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 blah. But alcohol finds me at my lips. I don't even be seeking it actively. But alas, it's on my lips. Why? What's that about? Anyway, I hope you've been doing great. I have been doing amazing. Life is so good. Did I ever tell you guys about how this situationship I was in like a couple years back got so out of hand, I went on a hike like the next day? But then I do be doing things like this. Like, I'll just chill one day and then be like, you know what? Tomorrow I'm doing a marathon and I'm signing up for a marathon and I'm gonna do 21K, which is diabolical because... God, did I ever tell you about when I did 21K? Okay, so it was the Alliance High School Marathon. And it was last year. I know I lived at Racecourse Gardens. I think I can now reveal where I've been living in my past. Because I don't live there anymore. I had been living. I'll tell you the origin of places that I've lived. But this is... the season to just sign up for stuff like that. So I woke up early in the morning with my friend Jerry. Jerry and I are fat asses. God damn. I'm gonna tell you something. Jerry and I do be not caring about the calories. When we're together, oh, Jerry and I don't care. Jerry is my friend. She's a girl, actually, and Jerry is spelled with a G. I know her Kisi parents are really overdoing. Bruh. If you just wanted to match with my Gladys, say that. GG. Said nobody ever. Because what the hell is a Gladys? Do you realize that I was a toddler named Gladys? Do you understand how older than the rest I was? Anyway, so got up early in the morning. Went to Alliance High School. I drove us down there. Parked my car, at the field where Alliance High School boys play rugby. And then I got into the school. I remember panting while I was walking through the gate because it's a bit of a hilly place. And I was like, God damn, why am I panting right now? And I haven't even started this journey. Anyway, so we get to the place. It's like a little event. They have like tents and stuff and like a little starting line. Oh God, I'm so sorry. And a little starting line spot. So they said they were gonna have people deployed to just kind of like in different stations along the road to throughout the marathon to just kind of replenish our energy, give us magi, give us watermelon, which I love because you do realize that I'm a watermelon and water addict. Like that combination, I just feel so refreshed, so healed, so new. So anyway, so I woke up this one time and showed up at Alliance, and the after they told us about the people who were in different stations, we started, the race started, and I remember me and Jerry, people just like ran past us, and immediately I knew this is some crazy stuff. I don't even know why I'm doing this, but in my head I was like, I can do 10 kilometers twice, that's not bad. That is not bad at all. That sounds like it can be done. Plus, like, I do 10 kilometers anyway, so I'll be good. I'll be aight. But you realize that for me, at least, 10K steps equates around 7 point something kilometers. And, like, 7 point something less than 5. So 7.2, 7.3, 7.4. And so 10 kilometers is already a stretch, so doing it twice is crazy work. Anyway, so I go, Jerry and I are walking. Oh, excuse me, sorry. Well, I'm horrible at running, you know, I'm a smoker, and I'm not in any way influencing anyone to smoke, but I do be smoking, and it's just a problem for me to run, basically. But I'm so young, I should be able to run, to be honest. Or that's just a mental thing. But I feel like I'm just already predisposed to fail when I run. I have humongous giant tits, and it just kind of feels like a bit of an inconvenience, you know. It feels like I'm disarranging everything that I arranged in the morning in the mirror, which is insane. Anyway, so Jerry and I were walking on our merry way. I have my Apple Watch on my hand. We are recording every couple of kilometers we go. So I said I filmed 5 kilometers, I filmed 10, I filmed 15. Let me tell you, when the rain started to beat us, the rain was whooping us. Oh, damn. I need to go to Valley Road today. Oh, but I don't think they're open today. Never mind. Sorry, my bad. I don't know why I have like, intrusive thoughts that I say out loud. Anyway. So I basically am walking and tracking how long I've been walking for my Apple Watch. And I realize that I am extremely tired. And Jerry and I, when we started, life was so blissful. Everything was so funny. God was good. The sun was shining. Everything was perfect. The birds were chirping. Life was amazing. We were having a good time. However, at around 14 kilometers on my Apple Watch, we were just done. We were over it. But like, why would I even sign up for this stupid marathon? I had no business. Oh, I'm sorry, it's raining. I hope that's a little ASMR going on for us. But anyway, it was around 14 kilometers when we were just like, ain't shit funny. This is not funny in any way, shape, or form. Can I tell you something interesting? It hurt to go downhill. when did it ever hurt to go downhill? Isn't downhill like the easiest way to go because there's gravity and all? Like, do you understand how bad it has to be to hurt when you're going downhill? That's one. Two, can you imagine? Sorry, I have a bit of a homa, and I also just woke up, so I usually have allergies in the morning and in the night. I hope you don't mind, and I hope you can hear me because the rain is getting louder and louder, which I love. I love rain. My name is Nyambura, which means born at a season of rain, born in a season of rain. And I think it's a perfect name for me. I love it so much. Anyway, so it hurt going downhill. I thought I had amazing, beautiful, perfect shoes for this situation, for the situation at hand at the time. I used to go on marathons with these shoes. I have, these are my marathon shoes. They're my, like, exclusive working out shoes. So tell me why. Please explain to me in great detail why I had blisters that in places I never thought you could ever blister. And I don't even know if any of you go through this, but I get blisters when I walk under my foot, between ignore my heel, the part underneath your toes. Not underneath your toes, like right next, that little place that looks like it's bent a bit. And not the smooth part that's like next to the heel, above, right next to the toes. Now, in the middle, I don't understand how that place gets in contact with the floor, the ground, anywhere. But I bruise up so easily, like, there, when I walk. And this, I'm talking about 10K steps. But then with these shoes that I know are my marathon shoes, I don't blister at all. Because it feels like I'm walking on clouds. Bruh, you don't realize your shoe is crappy until you're 17 kilometers in to a marathon. I don't understand how people do 21K in freaking 2 hours. That is diabolical to me. It took us 5 freaking hours to be done with this marathon. By the time we were getting back to Alliance, let me tell you, my Apple Watch told me I had finished 21 kilometers when I was at 17 kilometers. So imagine my mind, my mental, when I realized that I have to walk basically for a distance that I don't even realize just to get back to the, just to go to the finish line. And my Apple Watch had been lying to me this whole time. So my videos were inaccurate. I also saw a rat on the highway. Cue, breaking news. The rat on the highway has died. The rat on the highway had been run over by a car. I took a little video and posted it on my Instagram, and I thought it was really funny. Anyway, so by the time I was getting to the finish line with Jerry, we weren't even talking to each other. And then right at, I don't know the name of that little town, like next to Kikuyu Hospital, and I was walking, this guy in his little beautiful, gorgeous, extremely stunning Discovery said, "Good job!" And then he clapped while he was driving, like mid-traffic and everything. And I felt so encouraged. But then there's a little hill that you have to go down. And I've never felt pain like that. I've never... It's like I was discovering sensations that I had never known I could ever feel. Trust me when I say I thought I had these shoes that feel like clouds. I had the shoes that I thought felt like clouds, but apparently they're stupid shoes. They're bullshit. And then I also I was with Jerry. When I say I, just envision Q Jerry right next to me. Anyway, so we're walking right into the school. Remember that hill I was telling you about? The one that you used to walk up into the school and you just start to pant because it's like, oh, bruh, what are we doing here? Why even did I sign up for this 21K? I should have done my regular 10K and just gone home and gotten my medals. I was collecting medals last year, like Infinity Stones. Was it last year or the year before? I forget. But it just has been such a long time since I've been at a marathon. I should go back. Anyway, so I walk into the school just so I can get to the finish line. There's no music. You remember that little event that they had when they were giving us instructions and stuff and thanking us for coming and for signing up? Trust me when I tell you, they had closed the ceremony, the event. It was over. It was done. We got to the finish line. We got signed up because medals had also issued for some reason that I don't understand. You should know how many people are coming for your marathon so you can budget for your medals. Anyway, I eventually did get my medal because if there's a medal I require, it's my 21K medal, please. And thanks. Anyway, so I get back to the school. The place is closed. And that's when I walked into Mr. Iro for the first time. And that's an Alliance Girls High School teacher who groomed me when I was younger. And I've been very vocal about this from years ago. I've been talking about this since like 2023. I was on Ekonini podcast talking about this. And I was like, a teacher at Alliance Girls did make sexual advances at me multiple times. I didn't ever get it never got physical with him, but like my friends knew about it. I'd tell them as soon as it happened. They saw it. Other unsuspecting people also saw it because he'd do it in broad daylight and like see you. Unanikatia see you. Ukiwa kwa stage. Oh, he was also the CU patron, so bah. Anyway, I can't tell you much about the Christian Union. I soon after left, like, I think I stopped going for CU in, like, okay, it wasn't CU, it was, like, morning devotion. And I had a streak of being, like, having a routine where I would wake up, shower, go work, then go for CU, go for breakfast. Go work here, I mean, like, go do my duty, my physical duty, like, clean a fucking toilet or something. And then go for CU, go for morning devotion, that is, sorry. And it's always was from 5 a.m. to 5:30. So that means I'd have had to have woken up earlier. And I used to wake up a little earlier during the time when I was going for Christian Union, for morning devotion, sorry, to read. And I did so well, like my grades were glowing that entire year. Anyway, so yeah, he did hit on me. What a shameless man. Anyway, when I went to this marathon, I saw him then. I remember I was wearing extremely super shorts. Was I wearing shorts or tights? I don't know. Am I confusing marathons? I might be, because that's how many I've been to, ma'am, sir, gang. Anyway, what happened after that? I saw him, I didn't interact. I remember just feeling like a pit in my stomach. Anyway, I could barely walk. I couldn't see like properly. I remember this kid coming to tell me some shit about like donating for some cause. And I was like, could you please do me a favor and actually like DM me what you're saying right now? I actually cannot hear you. Like, I really can't. I'm in so much pain. I am physically incapable of hearing what it is that you have to say. Can you DM me and I promise I will get back to you? I was in pain. Like, I know and I realized that that was some bitchy behavior, but I personally feel like they understood. I bet they did. And also, it's not that I was going out of my way to be mean. I was genuinely not even functioning. It was so bad. An ambulance had to drive us to my car, Jerry and I, because remember I came with my friend Jerry, just so I can drive us home. My feet were not functioning, my legs. I was in pain for days after that, but I had completed 21K. 21K. So 21 kilometers. I think when I say K, it sounds like steps, and it's not at all steps. It's kilometers. Yeah, so I did that, and that's a half marathon. And I am I'm an accomplished marathoner. And what's that Kipchoge said? It's not about winning. It's about participation. Yes, daddy. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I guess I've come to the end of this episode. I love you so much. I hope you're taking care of yourself. And he's risen. And all your sins are forgiven. Go forth and realize that this is a clean slate for you. Okay? Have a lovely day. I'm going to post this just now, just so that by the time you wake up, you can listen to it. It's 4:43 right now, and it's been 20 minutes of a podcast, which I think it makes sense. Yeah? Okay. See you next Monday. Take care of yourself. And it's officially 4:44. Make a wish. Make a wish. Bye.